Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host Paul Trenwith. Got a show lined up for you that includes some of the beginnings of bluegrass music and also some of the youngsters that play bluegrass music today. So great lineup. The tune that you've been listening to is a tune called Banjo Rag, and that's a Paul and Colleen Trenwith tune, and it's a good fun tune to play. Got some nice shapes in it that move steadily up and down the neck. And that was sort of how I wrote the tune. We'll hear it out a little bit and then we'll get into some Del McCoury. Banjo Rag for you. I hope you enjoyed that. It's a different tune to kick off Back Porch Bluegrass for you this time. We're going to hear from Del McCoury and the Boys. The album's called Del and the Boys, and the band is the Del McCoury Band, consisting of Del McCoury on vocals and guitar, his son Ronnie McCoury on vocals and mandolin, his other son Rob McCoury on banjo and mostly banjo, Mike Bubb on bass, Jason Carter on fiddle, Stuart Duncan on fiddle on a couple of tracks, and that's the regular band. And they they do some fine music. We're going to hear a couple of tracks. One that Del became very well known for around the bluegrass circuit and was constantly requested to do it. This is a song called The 1952 Vincent Black Lightning, a story about a motorbike and an affair between a motorbike rider and a young lady. And then the tune A Good Man Like Me. Let's listen to some Del McCoury.
A fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such a light. Said James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled they did ride. Said James to Red Molly, here's a ring for your right hand. But I'll tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. I've fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 21 years, I might make 22, and I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Young James A.D. for armed robbery. Shotgun blast hit his chest, left nothing inside. Come down, Red Molly, to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled. Nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now Nortons and Indians and Greaves won't do. Ah, they don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. He reached for her hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I don't have any further use for these. I see angels on Ariel in leather and chrome, trooping down from
my nerves are back, she got a one leg kicking and coming back. Oh, baby, baby.
upside down. I hung the clothes on the line, they blowed down on the ground. Crying in my own cooking, but it's awful bland. I'm telling you right now, things are out of hand. Her bags are packed, my nerve is racked. She got a one-way ticket and coming back. Oh, baby.
Weren't they great songs? I love that 1952 Vincent Black Lightning motorbike song. It's really good, and Del does a great job of singing it. Excellent music. Okay, we've got a group here. Looks like there's not a lot of information on the CD. It's the band is the Kentucky Bluebells, and the album is entitled Blooms. And they basically there's about three university age young women and one slightly younger playing fiddle, and the Kentucky Bluebells have all been playing bluegrass music since school days, really, and it's just great to see a bunch of young women playing music, much like our Hot Diggity from up north in New Zealand. And so I've chosen a couple of songs from the Kentucky Bluebells. Chloe is the banjo player. Ellie is the youngest. She's a fiddle player. Andrea is a guitarist. And Amelia plays the bass. And they share the vocals round. We're going to hear a couple of tracks. Going to Paint the Town. And that's got Chloe singing lead. And then My Old Kentucky Home, which has also got Chloe singing lead. And they all do harmony. So let's listen to the Kentucky Bluebells.
Hey!
Well, nice bit of a cappella singing at the end of that version of Old Kentucky Home, wasn't it? Real great to hear. That was the Kentucky Bluebells, and I hope you enjoyed that. We're Back Porch Bluegrass, that's what you're listening to on Free FM 89.0, independent community media. And we're now live streamed from, you might be listening to this live, from Free FM 89.0 or one of the many access radio stations around New Zealand. And we're now available on Amazon Echo devices using the Free FM 89 Alexa skill if you happen to have that app. And you can go to the access radio stations or the Free FM web page and find us and download so you can listen anytime as a podcast. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music, big music shop in Hamilton, and they have a great range of Deering banjos, Martin guitars, as well as all sorts of other brands too, lots of ukuleles, looks like hundreds of ukuleles, violins, cellos, double basses, keyboards, drums, amplifiers, guitar straps, capos, strings, picks, all those sorts of things that you need to play music. Go and see the people at Shearer's. All their staff are musical, musicians, helpful, and they will talk to you about what you want and do their best to fit you to an instrument or accessories that work for you. So thanks very much to Shearer's for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. We appreciate their involvement in the music. We're going to hear some classic bluegrass now. Early Bill Monroe, a couple of tracks. First one was one called Heavy Traffic Ahead, recorded in 1946 with what is known as a classic band of bluegrass music. Bill Monroe, mandolin and lead vocals. Lester Flatt only gets to play guitar in that one, no other vocals. Chubby Wise on fiddle, Earl Scruggs on five-string banjo and Howard Watts on the string bass. And then we're going to hear one of the classic bluegrass instrumentals, Bluegrass Breakdown. This was recorded a year later, and still the same band. So that was pretty good. That was about as long, the longest any band's ever lasted, I think, for Bill Monroe, apart from in the recent years. But some classic bluegrass music. This is what the music's about, and this has been the foundation of it for the last 60-something years. Heavy Traffic Ahead and Bluegrass Breakdown. Have a listen.
Saturday night when our work is done, we load our music up on the run. Heavy traffic ahead, heavy traffic ahead. We got to ramble, ramble, heavy traffic traffic, go ahead. our work with a goodwill on Friday night. We head for Nashville, heavy traffic, good, heavy traffic, good. We got to ramble, ramble, it's heavy traffic, good.
Hallelujah, I'm gonna shine.
Well, that's some original bluegrass music for you, which was just lovely to hear, wasn't it? I added the gospel song on the end because I thought we ought to be listening to that too. That set the pattern for so much of bluegrass music, the driving instrumental of bluegrass breakdown, and the way Munro just beat that mandolin in the mandolin solos for Bluegrass Breakdown was just amazing. Heavy Traffic Ahead sounds more like an old rock and roll song, doesn't it? And then the gospel song set the pattern for bluegrass gospel music for the next 50 years. Just amazing what they did. 1947. That's the year I was born. Fancy that. Okay, let's get on and listen to some Canadian bluegrass now from Nova Scotia, the Spinney Brothers. Lovely sound. Alan Spinney on guitar, Rick Spinney on banjo, Gene Dalrymple on mandolin, Terry Mumford on bass, and Ron Stewart was playing fiddle on the album, and he also produced the album for them. They've got some great songs on this album. We're going to hear Smoky Mountain Memories, that's a Dolly Parton song, and then I Still Write Your Name in the Sand, an old country song written by Bobby Starcher. Here's the Spinney Brothers.
Smoky Mountain Memories about my home in Tennessee. Yesterday keeps calling me home, home, home. Mountains rising in my soul, higher than the dreams I've known. Misty-eyed, they cling to me, Smoky Mountain memory.
An old gray man with a dog asleep at his feet played a worn-out fiddle full of melody. He smiled with his eyes, but the lines in his face told me as much as the tunes he played. Talking of my
Smoky Mountain memories, pretty girl from Tennessee, I was such a fool to leave her all alone. Oh, oh, oh. Think about her in my dreams. If she thinks of me, I'll always hold her close to me in my Smoky Mountain down a lonely road, so far from home, home, home. Nothing left to hold on to. I made some plans, but they fell through. Now there's nothing left for me but my Smoky Mountain. Yesterday keeps calling me home, home, home. Mountains rising in my soul, higher than the dreams I've known. Misty-eyed, they cling to me, Smoky Mountain.
It's been many years since we were childhood sweethearts. Blissful days I'll never forget. You know I still love you, little darling. Though the years bring me only regret. Oh, I love you, my darling, how I love you. If I talk, will you try to understand? Makes no difference how you treat me, I love you. And I'll still write your name in the sand. Through the long, lonely years I have loved you, and I've waited but only in vain. Still sing the same old refrain. Oh, I love you, my darling, how I love you. If I talk, will you try to understand? Makes no difference how you treat me, I love you. And I'll still write your name in the sand. Still write your name in the sand. Oh, I love you, my darling, how I love you. If I talk, will you try to understand? Makes no difference how you treat me, I love you. And I'll still write your name in the sand.
Now that's the Spitty Brothers with I Still Write Your Name in the Sand. And before that, Smoky Mountain Memories. I'd like to give a big hello out to the Access radio stations from Canada that are listening in on this CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia. And the Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, thank you very much. Nice that you're taking the show and you're playing some a New Zealand take on bluegrass music. To your listeners, thanks very much for doing that. And all the people at Bluegrass Planet Radio too in the USA, thank you very much. And I hope you're enjoying some different approaches to bluegrass music. You're going to hear a different approach to bluegrass music now. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band live in concert at the Wynyard Tavern. And this is July 1970. And we played a lot of places around Auckland because we're based there. And we'd been playing full-time music for about a year and a half and we're just about to go on a big tour around New Zealand, and we wanted to do a great concert of our live band sound, and did it at the Wynyard Tavern, which was a very commonly frequented place in Auckland. And this recording is a result of it. It's a very live recording with wonderful work by John Raphael and Jeff Cumberbeach, who were manning the recorders at the back of the room, and they had cables running everywhere. It's a small stage, and we had a lot of fun. And in any bluegrass program, we did regular tunes and instrumentals and things, and we always included some funny songs and things like that. There was a great New Zealand songwriter called Peter Cape who wrote a very sort of quaint looks at New Zealand life. He did songs like Tamarunui on the Main Trunk Line, and this particular one, Down the Hall on Saturday Night, really appealed to us, and we took it from the original Peter Cape song, made several changes, and in particular sort of bluegrassed it up. And it's a story of a New Zealand Saturday night, as you might have got many, many years ago. Have a listen.
People often complain that we never do anything to do with New Zealand folk music at all. We like to rectify the situation by doing an indigenous New Zealand folk song in a true bluegrass style. And we're going to start it off like this. That characterises it straight away. I got a new brown sports coat. I got a new pair of grey strides. I got a real Kiwi haircut. A bit off the top and short back and side. Soon as I tied up me curry, soon as I swept down the yard, soon as I posed down me gumboots, I'll be living it high and I'll be living it hard. Gonna hop onto the tractor, gonna belt it on out of the gate. There's a hop down at the hall tonight, and she starts sharp somewhere about half past eight. We got the teacher to belt the piano. We got Joe from the store on drums. We're as slick as the orange in Auckland for hooping things up and making them hum. See the Sheilas cutting the supper. See the kids sliding over the floor. See the great big bunch of jokers hanging round the door. I had a shatish with the tart from the butchers. I had a waltz with the constable's wife. I had a beer from the keg on the cream truck. The cop had one too, you can bet your sweet life.
Oh, it's great being out with the jokers when the jokers are sparkling and bright. And it's great giving cheek to the Sheilas down the hall on Saturday night. Down
the hall on a Saturday night went over pretty well with the crowd, probably not very PC these days, but a great song by Peter Cape and excellently sung by David Calder, who was a mandolin player for the band, did a lot of the lead vocals and sometimes played guitar, and was great at putting across songs. So that was Down at the Hall on the Saturday night, and it very adequately described a typical Saturday night hoolie down at the hall. Hope everyone enjoyed that. We better get back to some bluegrass music, hadn't we? Great banjo player and singer Pam Gadd writes some great songs, and she surrounded herself with some of her favourite musicians on this album. This album is called Benefit of Doubt, named after one of the songs. But she's got Dale Ann Bradley, Dolly Parton, Steve Gully, Marty Raybon, Brian Sutton, Aubrey Haney, Andy Leftwich, and other players and singers. And she's got a couple of songs, Until She Makes It Home, which Pam wrote herself, and then Applejack, which is a Dolly Parton song. And Pam plays banjo on all the recordings, and I really enjoy her music.
Now all her friends are memories, and she's left here alone, staring out the screen door and waiting for the phone. And no one's left who knew her back when she was young, so her memories keep her company until she makes it home. cherished dog tracks lead to silence. Only echoes tread the floor. A leash and empty collar hang lonely by the door. A faded, dusty blanket waits by a ball and bone. Now a picture is her best friend until she makes it home. When she goes home
by the apple orchard in this little old orchard shack. His real name was Jackson Taylor, but I called him Applejack. Now old Applejack was loved by everyone he ever knew. And Applejack picked apples, but he picked the banjo too.
Almost every day, and we'd sit and we'd drink apple
was a song, Applejack, and before that, Until She Makes It Home by Pam Gadd, and you could hear Dolly Parton in on Applejack there, thoroughly enjoying herself, someone else doing her song. If you're looking for live music, in Hamilton, you've got the Navarra Lounge, always worthwhile going to their website, finding out what's on, so you can just catch what's really happening musically around Hamilton. Morrinsville Country Music Club on the second Friday of the month, 7:30 concert, is always good value at the Senior Citizens Hall in Canada Street. And, of course, Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session on the fourth Sunday of the month at the Silverdale Normal School Common Room. 2:30 on Sunday afternoon. Bring along your banjos and guitars and mandolins and things, and enjoy some real live music with like-minded people. It's a lot of fun. It only costs you $5, which same price as a cup of coffee these days, and we have our own coffee anyway that's free. Lots of things to do musically and keep practicing those licks. We're going to hear a group that I've really come to love, Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers, from the album The Story We Tell. I've picked out a couple of songs for you, Neighbours and When God's In It.
It seems like a sign of the times, but some folks remember what neighbors are for, and some of them are neighbors of mine. I have lived among some good and gentle people. I have walked in a strong growing land. I have sung songs I know I will once again, being sung by some heavenly band. Building cities of steel, building highways of stone, we've forgotten what this good earth is for. But somewhere there's land still held in God's hand, and some of it lies near my door. I have lived among some and gentle people. I have walked in a strong growing land. I have sung songs I know I will hear once again, being sung by some heavenly band. Left behind, but a long summer's night full of fiddles and song is a sound that I hold in my mind. I have lived among some good and gentle people. I have walked in a strong growing land. I have sung songs I know I will hear once again, being sung by some heavenly band.
Well, wasn't that a great song? I love the music of Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers. They really put the band together in a nice way. Well, we're just about coming to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. You've been tuned into Free FM 89.0, independent community media, just in case you hadn't realised. And I've been playing the music that I love. My name's Paul Trenwith, and I've hosted the show for some 5 years or more. And I've been playing bluegrass music for 55 years or something like that, and still trying to get my fingers around the banjo. But I enjoy listening to other people. We're going to finish up. I was going to do another Radio Ramblers. I'll take it out with a classic bluegrass song from Ronnie Reno and the Reno Tradition. I'll let them introduce it to you. Thanks very much for listening. We'll see you again next time.
Back in 1959, Dad and I and Red and Mac McGahey and John Palmer, we all went to Cincinnati, Ohio, and recorded some records up there. And I didn't think much about it other than the fact that I was going to get a check from King Records. I was a small boy, and any check looked big to me. It became just a national standard for bluegrass music as we know it today. It's called Love, Oh Love, Oh Please Come Home.
As you read this letter that I write to you, sweetheart, I hope you'll understand that you're the only love for me. So please forgive me if you can.
Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right.
Your baby's hungry, sick and cold.
Sweetheart,